We are now recording.
This is the Communication and Technology Committee meeting. It's October 2nd, 2025, and it's 11 a.m. This is the call to order. Do we have comments from the public?
No.
Nobody? Excuse me, we have one public here. I did want to make a couple of comments, and I thought I put this somewhere, but it's not. Usually the directors and staff comments are at the end, which they may be.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, no, I mean, they may be again, but I just wanted to make a couple of comments.
Sure.
Communication and technology, and sometimes we forget the technology. And you're always very helpful, so I wanted to thank you for that and make sure that we don't ignore anything that's on your plate or that you want to communicate with us. Also, communication means internal and external, so it's communicating with the staff and the rest of the board, et cetera, and it's communicating with the public. So I get caught up in the communication with the public sometimes. And also, if anybody wants to, I won't spend a lot of time on this, but I've gone back a few times, to see exactly what we're supposed to be doing. And it's in the Rancho Murrieta Community Services District Code, Chapter 2. It gives rules and procedures. And if you ever have a chance, just take a minute. But under communication, briefly, it says, we're responsible for ensuring that information regarding district affairs is adequately and properly communicated to its constituents and the public at large, on developing ways to use technology to better serve the district and its customers. And that's where you come in, Andy. Toward these ends, the committee shall study, advise, and make recommendations to the board concerning the following matters. And then it goes into all the things that we're supposed to communicate. And I just want to make sure that we stay in the meetings now going forward. We stay within the bounds of what they're asking and what we're expected to do with the committee. Okay?
Yes, perfect.
Okay, thanks. Update on the website.
That's me.
Yeah.
It's coming up. Page 2. Do you just have the agenda open, maybe? That's okay. Take your time.
I will start over here and give you an idea. No, that's wrong.
No, that is the packet, so what did I do?
Should be like 6 pages long?
Yeah, it should be.
Board committees. And I'd like to take this moment to say Diane is drinking through a fire hose.
Apparently drowning.
And doing...
okay, close all this stuff.
A stellar job.
And so...
Thank you, Diane.
I guess me opening the same document. Oh, here it is. Go plug it in. It's the packet.
I have the packet.
Ready to post?
Yeah. Packet.
Packet.
And then
6 pages.
Is it like,
you know what? I know. Blame the computer.
I am.
Or Andy's right here.
The IT guy can't get his computer to connect to an internet connection.
Oh, okay, so we're going to blame the computers.
Okay.
So
this
month on the website, we had just about the same number of posts that we usually have. You can see the big spike there at the very beginning of the month. That was when we had blue-green algae and clementia.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a hot topic. And that also reflects on our Facebook page as our number one post that was looked at all month. We have just about the same number of people that we usually have, same demographics looking by country. And our number one, let me see, this is always my favorite page.
Mm-hmm.
2,000 people just came and looked at the district employment opportunities. So lots of people thinking about our jobs. We did have some posted on various web boards, job boards, looking at district meetings, committee meetings, how to pay a bill. So that's good. Of course, Boardman, we're just going to negate that. 394 from Rancho Murrieta. San Jose. 361 from San Jose. Sacramento, Los Angeles, Citrus Heights in Columbus, which must be Columbus, Ohio. So. Next we have, yep, there you go. About 2,800 views on Facebook, down significantly from last month, but again, you can see the spike there on the third, the first part of the month. That was Clementia. And our number one post, our number one view, followed by, there was some construction, road construction, so. Mm-hmm. So the information is
getting in the there. North, I believe there was mm-hmm. a considerable amount of construction on Port Owen. Mm-hmm. So people call about that. So
yeah, people went to the website, which is what they should do.
I was just going to say that. That's very encouraging for me.
I looked at, it didn't come up as one of my number one website posts, mm-hmm. but it did come up as my number two Facebook post. So
okay, so people are looking in various and assorted places, but that's good.
Yeah.
They're looking.
Because they're looking and they're getting the information.
I'm very happy about that.
Mm-hmm. That concludes my report.
Okay, thank you very much. Oh, there was one other thing that I want to do, make sure that we do. At the end of each one of our discussion topics or our action, what ultimately may become action topics, one sentence about what we decided. Because.
Thank you.
Because I go back to this stuff and think, oh my gosh, what did we say about that? So, not always, but, you know, I think it's really helpful. I think it will be helpful. So mm-hmm. let's see if we can do that. So we finished the update on the website. We're moving on to item number four, the pipeline. And I think we can just go through this fairly quickly. Getting the reader's attention, we've been doing, you know, a significant amount of conversation about that. When we do have something to communicate, I believe that we are using every option possible for us, and we will continue to do that.
With the exception of carrier pigeons.
Right. I frankly don't know what else to say about it except that we do everything we possibly can to get the reader's attention. We did talk about, and this connects to the crossword puzzle, which I will... I'll discuss in a minute, but one of the things that we are still looking at is trying to get the readers to read the pipeline and respond to it, and so I think we can do that. Maybe somebody suggested this, Richard, it may have been you, that we put information out and ask questions about it, and if a reader responds, you know, they can get points or something like that. So just continue to keep looking at how to get the reader's attention. So ideas. We'll continue to find ideas, hopefully.
And speaking of the pipeline, that's a district secretary task, so Diane is morphing into taking that over. She did most of it.
Okay.
The last time.
Right. Right.
But again, drinking through a fire hose. There's, you know.
Ideas for layout and information. I guess we were pretty happy with the way things are going at this point. I think we need to continue to emphasize conservation. Mm-hmm. And also, rules and regulations, CCNRs, et cetera.
Yes. And now's the time of the year when we start talking about fats, oils, and greases.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And storm drains, keeping your culverts clean. Mm-hmm. Because it's starting to rain, so right. All those rainy
so
day things.
So all those things we'll continue to put into the. Okay.
It's now that I've been here so long, it's very seasonal.
Cyclical.
The topics,
mm-hmm.
that I talk about.
Okay,
so.
Good. The good news.
Okay, this is where we find out what's the good news for next month.
Anybody have any ideas? I'm plagued with.
Oh, I know.
Too much information.
The interim general manager.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That is good news.
That is good news.
And we've hired Diane.
Yeah.
Aw. Oh, and Brandon came into the building.
Brandon's got an office.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, oh, that's really good news.
Security and the admin building.
He's no longer in the...
In the hovel. So, Brandon, congratulations.
How did you make that happen?
That's really great.
And you know what? I mean, so Diane... Well, you'll hear about this in security, too. Diane's getting quotes to remove this... Right?
Again, yeah.
Yeah, so we're kind of back again. To square one.
Right.
Just the timing was bad the last time with COVID. Mm-hmm. And so we're doing that. And then she's also going to get quotes to put a new
building.
Structure, right? Mm-hmm. It'll be another mobile. It'll probably be a used office. And it will probably be smaller. I mean, really.
We don't need much, really.
Yeah, you guys could probably deal with half the space. I'm sure that would be perfectly appropriate. So
I've seen some pretty nice work trailers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And the pricing is decent. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So we're working on that.
Amelia, you had an idea about one of those little houses, or...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a shed? Like these...
Give me a sea shed?
Like these instant kit things that they... And I see them on the internet, and I think, you know...
Home Depot's got them.
These little instant kit things.
It's basically a shed that you can turn into a house.
And that you flip it up.
You just throw some insulation on it and some drywall.
Yeah.
It can be wired and plumbed.
They're reasonably
priced, and they're nice. They're pretty amazing. Mm-hmm.
And I see them on Facebook, you know, but the ones that I see are ready to go. You know, it's a couple of guys, right? And they say, well, we just did this morning. And it just starts out flat, and they, like, pop up the walls. And then the next thing they show you is that it's all done, and the sinks and faucets and everything are in, and it's a little house. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I would like to get something
ultimately
up there.
Ultimately, that could be... A solution to the problem.
It could be a solution to the problem.
A less expensive one.
Yes. And even the sheds, we look at the Home Depot for, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. that we could make. But I have to say with my reservation in that is that I got to see Vitaly yesterday. I get to see Brandon every day now.
Okay.
So it's really nice to have that connection with the security
That's
department.
That's true. Right.
Close.
Mm-hmm.
To have them close and to, and like, it's just nice. Anyway.
Well, when you can put a name with a face and you get
to see who you're working with. And
Exactly. Right. And also in my new role, I've already got, I feel like, a lot of trust with the employees here because
they know you.
We've worked on so many projects together. But it gives them the chance to say, oh, you know, by the way, I've been thinking about, and to get those just kind of quick conversations that happen in passing mm-hmm. that wouldn't happen if I didn't get to see him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad you're here.
There's pros and cons.
Yeah. I mean, the pros are then they get to have, you know, their own space and not have to see me every day.
No matter what,
that building's going. That's mm-hmm. going.
Right.
Okay, we all agree there.
Okay, so we got off a little bit on the good news. I'd like to just maybe finish what we were talking about and say that we need to present to the board, you know, the process that we're looking at for getting rid of the trailer. What else would you call that?
It's the safety center.
Safety center, okay.
It's the safety center.
And we're looking at options.
Yeah, we're looking.
And again, we should probably mention number three, the pros and cons of having them in the building, having folks in the building.
Because we want to come with three quotes. We want to at least come with two quotes, right? Mm-hmm. So we're just going to kind of chat about it this morning, but then hopefully by November security, we'll have quotes and.
Okay.
And then we also have to talk to Cecilia and see if we have money to buy
anything.
Okay. we're kind of dreaming right now, I think.
So we are
we're
going to.
We're looking on Zillow. We're looking on Zillow with an empty bank account.
Thank you. I mean, that's where dreams start.
So, summary for this topic that maybe we should... Oh, new safety center. There it is. We just started talking about F when we were talking about the good news. So this all comes under the new safety center. And we just... Right. There are two or three... There's three things that we want to highlight. Okay?
Yes. Yeah.
That we're getting rid of the old one.
Okay.
That we're researching something for new. And we're going to discuss anyways the pros and cons. And one of the things we might do, since we're the communication committee, or one of the things I might suggest is that if we do end up putting a new safety center up, that, I don't know, once a month, if the security department could have a meeting here or some kind of function. I'm not really exactly sure how to describe it. It's just a fleeting thought in my mind. Some way of connecting.
Like a monthly open house or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that actually could be extended to the utility department also. We have done luncheons and some things like that. And I think that would be a good idea to start doing also.
Okay. I think that members of the community, I know I would love to go on the tour again and see the facilities and how they work.
I don't know that I ever have.
And get the feeling for, you know, the entire, because it's really interesting.
Well, and it's very complicated, much more complicated than one might imagine.
And I think it gives people the flavor of how big it is, you know? It's bigger than I turn on my faucet and I have water.
Right. Okay, so we're going to report back on the new safety center. And let's talk again next month about what we can do to encourage the communication with the utility staff and the security staff. And
okay.
Okay. So... Okay, what other good news do we have?
It's raining.
It rained? That was good.
I think we have a public comment.
Well, when she's ready for public comments.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's related to this topic or the last.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so let's
center.
Let's take the public comment first.
Okay, Richard.
I'm just curious about what you're talking about, a new safety center. That's one's going?
Yeah.
And you've got a new office or something?
He's in here.
A tentative office, yeah.
Literally just happened.
Okay.
Like two days ago?
Friday,
right.
Okay, no wonder I didn't know about it. I'm just curious.
Yeah,
okay.
This building is dilapidated, and it's time for it to
another rainy season. I don't know how it's going to hold up.
It's done.
Is it going to be a new one then?
Well,
that's what we're discussing, what exactly we want to put up.
Hopefully,
we'll give options.
Yeah.
Okay.
But sitting here saying, oh, we can do that, and then you get how much money these things cost, and it's like, oh.
Well, and that's why it has
to
come.
So we might have to go into a CIP for next year.
Or, or the other thing that we might want to consider doing, because I'm going to suggest this for security, and this is security,
this is communications.
I know, but we're talking about the security safety center. Oh, no. Left my brain. Sorry. I'll bring it up when it comes back. we were talking about the good news. Have we finished anything? Is there anything that the board's decided that that we can put out there?
The month is still young.
Yeah. I'm racking my brain.
Just jot them to us when they come
okay.
up, right?
Okay.
Everybody, let us know. Yeah.
Oh, where did that go? Oh. looking, I thought we had put something on here about the, I thought we had put something on here about the garden club. I don't see it. You want me to wait and talk about it under directors and staffs?
There you go. Item number 7, update on administrative building front landscape.
No.
And I did put that in the good news that we had our initial meeting. That was in last month.
Okay.
With the garden club, right. And they were delightful.
Their ideas. So I knew I had seen it. I just wasn't down the agenda for it.
And I need to reach out to her and get a rainy season gardening water conservation.
Well, that'd be good.
You know what I mean?
It's time to turn off your sprinklers.
I put that in this month.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got that one in. Okay. Yeah, it's very seasonal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are we ready for item 5? Technology projects.
You have a public comment.
Okay.
4.
No. He already did it.
Oh,
you did that. That's right. Sorry.
Or maybe, okay, it looks like I forgot something else.
We glossed over the crossword puzzle.
The crossword puzzle. Yeah, have we made any progress on that?
We have. There's multiple software products available. We can choose to go with one and generate both crossword puzzles for, I'm assuming this is for the printed pipeline,
yep. Yeah.
Solely, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we want a printed crossword puzzle.
Yeah.
Absolutely, there's software out there to do it. Have I decided on one or purchased anything at this point? No.
No.
As
far as purchasing and all that kind of stuff goes, it has to come through committee first.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I think when we're talking about purchasing, though, I think we're talking about things that are like under $100.
Oh. Okay.
So it's not a
big deal. Okay.
Yeah, CIP project.
We should still just say, okay, let's go with that.
And so I'm getting the go ahead to create a crossword puzzle for.
I think so. Yeah.
For the district.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, that brings up what I forgot. Money. All of these ideas that we're discussing at some point in time may end up costing money, and so when we have an idea that is going to cost serious amounts of money, or you know, perhaps a mailing or something like that, I think that we either need to go to the finance committee first, or we need to bring the idea to the board and see where Cecilia is, if we have the money to do some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, before we can really do anything with the safety center, we have to talk to Cecilia.
Yeah.
We're just kind of dreaming, and with Brandon deciding to move in here, that was the catalyst for me to go, okay, let's move on to the next step.
So at this point, what do we want to say about the new safety center? Do we want to take it to finance first, or do we want to take it to the board?
We will take it to finance probably in November, though, once she's got,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So we'll take it to, you know, security and then talk about it in finance.
And here's the thought. We'll get all this information. We'll collect the information and have it prepared to send it to finance after we discuss it one more time. Okay?
In November. Cool.
Okay. Are we ready to go to technology projects, item number 5?
Yeah.
You don't need to go through that now. I just have an idea. It seemed like you started to do that at the last board meeting. You were breaking things out.
I will have a new format for my board, for what I include in the board packet.
Mm-hmm.
Basically broke it out into more timeline related, but urgency related items, things that need to be handled immediately.
Okay.
Versus things that can wait. And then also there's been some talk about getting me some assistance.
Will come
after proper board approval. Basically, I'll also talk about, I've got some things that need to go in front of the improvements committee in terms of some more major purchases. I'm looking at hardware to basically fix the issues we have with the communications between here and the water treatment plant.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to go in front of the, that's going to be, it's not horribly, horribly expensive, but it's
not a cost
at least
much.
Several thousand dollars. I'm also wanting to get a server, a new server for the server room, since we are moving to, we're currently a hybrid environment, which means some things are on premises here,
mm-hmm.
and some things are in the cloud. The intention has been to move more of our things that are here on premises into the cloud. That's the way that things are going, but we've recently come to the determination that the accounting system, Great Plains, is going to remain on premises.
Mm-hmm.
That server has issues, and I want to put in for a new server. That new server will not just support Great Plains, it will also support the other things, bless you.
Thank you.
The other things that are here on premises that have not yet made it to the cloud, because these items are going to trickle into the cloud probably over the next couple of years.
So right now, what you've said to me, or what I'm hearing is blah, 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 blah. So what I'm thinking about is that if you can categorize things.
Things will be categorized.
Okay. first of all, if you can put the things that fit together, internal communication, you want to do X, Y, and Z,
yeah.
Put that together and then give it a timeline. So that would help, I think it would help everybody understand, okay, you're working on these five things. What's encompassed in each one of those things, and then what's the timeline? Does that
and then their priority, like pants on fire,
right. Yeah.
Can let it
which
simmer.
Which would go along with timeline.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that
yes,
a big
yes,
ask, or is that?
No, that's what's in progress right now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, that's great.
Point is, I'm going to be asking for some dollars, and that will all be specified
okay.
And discussed in the upcoming improvements.
Okay, great.
Okay, and then it'll go on the board in November.
So the action or from the discussion is that you're going to put together a format.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. And then that can be used here and it can be used at the board meetings.
Yes.
Okay, great. I certainly don't mean to sound flip about, you know, what you're saying and what you're telling us. It's just that in my head, the way I look at things is I try to group things together. I'm a Virgo, I don't know if that means anything, but I try to group things together, and then especially since working here, working with a variety of different topics all the time, where are we at with it? What's the timeline and cost and those kind of basic things. Okay, thank you. Well, here we are at living in harmony in our community and our ideas. I want to make a suggestion. Basically, I want us to do something with the magnets. I mean, I want us to put this together, the magnets and community letters. But I don't think we can do that right now. I think we can research the costs and decide what kind of letters we want to write, et cetera.
Okay.
But I don't think that we can really go forward with that until some decisions are made about security, number one. And there may be other things that we would put in that communication, or there may be several different communications. So right
sure.
now, maybe we can just start doing some background stuff. We can cost out the magnets, decide what we would want, cost them out, and then make an outline for the community letters.
Okay.
And I'm available to, I mean, I've already put a lot of thought into some
yeah.
of this stuff, so we're going to pick my brain and everybody else's brain to do this.
So we can have just a workshop with you and Diane and I?
Yes.
To put it all together.
That would be great.
And then I said, gave you all that older information that we used to hand
that,
to, remember?
That's next,
and
yeah.
so, yeah, we'll
we can incorporate
what
some
we can of that in that still makes sense.
Well, let's talk about that as it relates to packets for new residents, okay? Design, content, cost. So, again, one of the things I want, we've talked about with the pipeline is on the front page, you know, bringing up the topics that are pertinent.
I try and put the biggest ideas.
That's exactly right. And that's exactly what I hope we can continue to do. Yeah. So,
and I'm going to continue to write, a GM like message. It's not going to be on the front. It's on the front page this time, but it's not going to be on the front page, and it's certainly not going to take up a whole page. It's just going to be a brief, just a brief update to the community about what administratively, you know, the big picture ideas.
When,
if you want it to come from me, because the same thing could be in an article couched. Just as an article itself, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Because say we have blue green algae and clementia. I can either say, oh, and by the way, residents, there's blue green algae and clementia, or I can just have that be on the front page as the front page news. Why would I need to reiterate?
You wouldn't need to do that.
So if you want a GM article, I'll write something. If you want me to just just make that be an article on its own.
I think that we may ultimately end up doing a little bit of both. There are some topics that need a little bit more attention, or
what about
highlight? I guess you would call it.
Yeah, you can totally say something.
What about, you know, we're posting, since this was my first month doing the pipeline, helps. So you have your current, what's going on, and what about if Amelia, in her GM remarks, just is basically kind of reiterating, hey, we're coming into the month of November. Mm-hmm. As you've read our articles, let's pay attention to
the fats
and the watering, you know, just a friendly reminder. So she can summarize up bullet points of what the articles are about.
I have no problem with that. I'm just thinking that we went back to getting readers' attention and ideas for layout and information, which is fine. But in this particular situation, what I wanted to address was that we started off telling people in the community, you didn't see this, Diane, but we took the CC&Rs, the non-ARC rules, and we told people about bringing a boat in here, what you have to do, what you can do and what you can't do.
And then and another issue, we had the gates.
And I don't think we've done the gates yet. Do you know, Brandon?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, the covenants, conditions, and
rules.
For the HOA, which is a 200-page document, I want to say.
120, I think.
Oh, well, that's...
That's going to be our bedtime stories from now on.
So keeping in mind, Diane, that Linda lives in Rancho Murrieta Association. Right. Richard lives in Murrieta Village Association. So I want to...
Two different associations.
And I think there's five nuances in here now. Oh, and I know that Bob Kyle's going to have another association. And some of them, because like some of them are behind the gates, so they have to, like, I know I've heard the retreats pays RMA and pays their
Retreats
Association. So that's another, like,
layer
I want of who's in what areas are in what associations, and then I'd like to get all of their rules.
I don't, this is off the top of my head because I'm not sure about this, but I think if you live behind the gate, you live with those rules and regulations no matter what association you live in.
Well, certainly when you're on, like, the streets that are maintained and owned by Rancho Murrieta Association.
Yeah.
So,
and I think probably, I can't even think of one that you wouldn't need to.
Right.
Yeah, and we need to confirm that that's a fact.
I hadn't thought about that, Linda, but okay, the crossword puzzle.
There's the villas. The villas is another.
It's separate.
It's separate from our.
Well, they're behind the gate, but they're separate. It's crazy to make you. crazy making.
They all pay RMA dues still too.
They all pay RMA dues, yeah.
So the residents there pay the like the villas, and then they also pay RMA too.
What a bargain!
Well, you know, when you live in a townhouse behind the gate, you pay townhouse dues.
And RMA
dues. And the townhouse dues cover, because I lived in a townhouse, they cover several things. But they cover the roof. They cover insurance.
Right, and the outside of the building.
And the paint, yeah. And that's it. No landscaping, nothing else. Okay. But that's what you pay dues for when you live in a townhouse. So that some of these other HOAs could almost be looked at in that way. You're living beside the behind the gate, but you have your own association. It's for the sake of organization and trying to accommodate everybody, it's sometimes really confusing. And
yeah,
it's a balancing act.
You kind of think of it like a city having, well, a county, and then you have different cities within the county.
Right,
it's kind
right,
of the
right.
same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, let's take a look at that, the gate information, and see if we can come up with exactly what's going on with, you know, what they have to do, what they have to say. We can talk about that in security too, but I want to bring it up as something that, as a CCNR, you know, non-ARC rules, what you can, how do you manage to get into the gate and what you have to do and who calls whom and when, and just some of that. And that's the kind of thing I would like to put not only on the front page, the way we did with boats, but I'd also like to include it, you know, on the website and whatever. Highlighting CCNR rules, ARC rules, non-ARC rules that we need to live by.
If you're going in the gates, you sure do. To the pipeline. Okay, thank you.
Okay. 6C, are we there?
Yes.
So what Amelia and I found when we started looking for things to give to the community, and we did talk at the last meeting about welcome,
it. And then
welcome
we,
packets.
We
so then we went and looked, and Amelia knew where there was, you know, a plethora of information about what you need to know to live in this gated community, mm-hmm. about
pamphlets and brochures.
Yeah, all of that. And I would imagine most of them are still pretty up to date. So how do we want to use those? And one of the things we talked about was in a welcoming kit for new homeowners.
Right. Because now they just email them like instructions on how to pay their bill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. I think that we can work on this and get new people who are coming in to pay attention to what they're signing up for. You know, essentially, I've moved here in 1990, so the non-ARC rules from 1990 don't really apply all the way that some of them are eternally the same. And then I left for a month and came back. And so then I got a new set of CCNRs. And when you move back or buy property, you pay for the CCNRs, non-ARC and ARC rules, both of them. So, and I've been trying to get some help with identifying the non-ARC rules that have either left or changed or new ones from RMA, and I have been unsuccessful at being able to do that. I have the packet with all the rules, but...
But you don't have that red line version that says what's changed.
No. Mm-mm, no, and I'm not sure why I can't get that, but I think that I will keep trying. So, putting together welcome packets and letting real estate agents know that we have them, letting RMA know that we have them, maybe even putting one or two at the RMA office.
Sure.
And in our office, obviously. But when you move into the RMA area, you usually end up in that office at one point in time or another. Mm-hmm. So if it's okay with everybody, I will work on some sort of process.
Okay.
And then we'll look into what I have the stack of stuff and what we want to do.
Okay.
Is that okay? And then the only other thing I wanted to do under six is the mailing costs. We could start looking into what it might cost us to mail letters and magnets and whether or not we have any money to do that.
Okay. That's, yeah. I know it's about $3,200 a month to print and mail all the bills and
pipelines. Right, right.
So I think that's, unless we are going to put so much information in the envelope that the weight of the envelope is going to get bigger, that's a really good.
Well, the magnet will add a little cost.
The
weight, or a little
magnet
weight.
Will add a little bit.
And I anticipate that the letter with a separate sheet of the 10 most important, 10 or 12 most important non-ARC rules.
For each association.
Right. Right.
And then there was all those nice pamphlets, the one from Cal Waste
that I don't
want.
Yeah,
so
we'll keep that separate, you know, at this point, and maybe keep that put together.
Maybe just like a handout packet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just focus on the association, the area.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I guess we, let's see. We aren't really ready to do it yet, but if we could just get some backup costing on that, that would be helpful when we want to take it to.
Okay.
And so I think we decided that the magnet, in order to accommodate the phone numbers that we want to put on there, would probably cost about, or probably be about a 2x3.
Yeah, because we're going to put RMA on there. And
RMA,
Cal Waste.
CSD, Cal Waste, the sheriff, and the fire, and 911 for the fire.
Yeah.
And Code Red, maybe. I don't know if they have a phone number or anything. No.
Yeah, but that'll be in everybody's letter to sign up for Code Red.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
So it's an ongoing process. Let's put it that way.
Will
and
you want a postage scale, please?
Yeah. We don't have a postage scale. So if we have a postage scale, then we can just get an envelope, get a two-page letter,
and a magnet.
I have a magnet on the refrigerator and put it on there, and then we can say, this is how much it weighs. Standard postage is this, right?
Yeah.
And I need a postage scale all the time.
Okay, so let's get a postage scale.
Yeah. Buy it,
you should just
buy it.
Let me look at the one you want. I want to make sure I'm getting the tools I want too.
Okay, and I think we can sum that up.
Let's put that in one sentence, shall we?
This is maybe an impossible task of saying, okay, now we've done A, B, C, and D, and let's sum it up. Maybe we could just sum up in a sentence what each one of those things, what we've discussed and what we decided.
Would you like me to do that?
Hmm?
Would you like me to do that?
If that's possible, that'd be great.
The committee has decided that we definitely want to move forward with community letters. We're still in the process of getting those letters together. They'll include the letter and a magnet. Additionally, we would like to create welcome packets for new residents and have those available at the front desk as a handout and not a mailing item. And
possibly other places.
Right, at the front desk, wherever.
At RMA and through realtors.
And the staff has been instructed to research mailing costs.
Mm-hmm.
How's that for one sentence?
That's pretty darn good. Thank
you. One long,
that's okay.
With a lot of commas,
that's okay.
Sentence.
It was a run-on sentence.
It's a run-on sentence.
The grammar police over there.
Brandon, I learned that too, about run-on sentences. I go there sometimes, and then I have to take it apart and say no. Make two sentences out of that. okay, seven, discussion item, update on admin building front landscape. And that was, we met with the Garden Club on September 3rd. I looked that up.
Yeah.
And basically what I got from it was that it's a huge space, so what we would do would just be divided. And so there would be the front and that would be a very basic one path through there, whatever right. kind of
and
landscaping
easy,
material.
Yeah, super easy landscaping and material.
With easy maintenance.
With super easy maintenance and no water. And
except for the trees.
Except for the trees.
Right.
But the Sacramento Tree Foundation has told me that they that those trees should be fine without any additional water after 3 years.
Mm-hmm. So first we have to take out the dead ones. are there still dead ones there?
The landscaper came out and gave me a quote. The landscaper came out and I said, give me a quote, and I haven't seen it. So
we still need somebody to...
I bet it's at the front desk, but I just haven't thought to ask him.
So
what can you kind of outline for me?
Yeah.
No, they haven't got anything.
Well, right now, the Garden Club folks have a person. A design.
It's a landscape designer that they awarded a scholarship to, and so mm-hmm. I'm hoping that they can ask her to come and give us some rough landscaping ideas.
Right.
So,
and we just, like I said, when we walked over the grounds, what the second part of what we would like to do, and Travis told us we actually have water in this one section next to the building, and that would be to create a drought-tolerant landscape and it could be a show place for residents to come and see what drought tolerant looks like.
Okay. And then we'll have the names of all the plants so they can go to the nursery and
get those.
And get the and drought tolerant and deer tolerant.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Because right. I understand
well,
you
as
have
much
deer
as you can, as much yeah. as you can discourage the deer, I...
So there'll be a little walking path.
Mm-hmm. And maybe a bench or something.
And we also talked about the possibility of having small events there. I think it would also be a great place for us to have a community event where we have a day of a RMCSD day.
Yeah.
You know, what information do you would you like? And we could have little tables with all of our stuff on it and... Hopefully.
What's the actual physical location?
Here.
Right out here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. in the front. And maybe getting some removable big shades.
Right. The
gazebo?
Well, anyway.
We have a gazebo.
We have a gazebo. So.
What do they call those shades? Do you know, Brandon?
The pop-up tents?
No.
No. Where you know, the triangle, big triangle shade. Anyway.
Yeah.
Those sun sails. That's what they call them.
Sun sails.
So. Just so that this can be more of a space for the community. When I
we have a lot of grounds.
We have a lot of grounds.
And it would be really great if we could make something so that it would give the community something to look at, something
so
to come to,
like
a reason to...
Plants to bring in the honeybees, if that's
okay,
the
sure,
here.
Yeah. That's the thing
then
everywhere.
You can do honeybees.
So
they have very safe honeybee structures
mm-hmm.
That companies will come and they take care of, so then you can produce your own honey.
So that's what we're hoping
that... we sell our honey.
And then we sell the honey.
Well,
the honey
for the
new safety
center.
Okay, wait.
I think we're onto something.
The little jar of honey could go into a welcome packet.
There you go.
Well, let's not get too crazy.
Let's put that on the future plans.
No, first of all, we have to get the recommendations or at least a potential design from the Garden Club.
So that we can figure out how much it's going to potentially cost.
Right. And the idea being, you know, that the front of the CSD building should not look like
that.
A deserted deserted place, deserted building, deserted
whatever.
And
I think that it should... further our biggest idea, which is water conservation.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't know if it's our biggest, but it's one of our big ideas is to conserve water, and here's how to do it and make it beautiful.
In that process, also, we are talking about signage, different
signage.
Oh,
we want to put a new sign up. Mm-hmm. That's probably going to be the most expensive part of it, Linda.
The new sign as you're driving in?
Uh-huh. That says Community Services District. Anyway, we got a lot to work on.
We could probably improve the one that we have.
That would be good.
Well, we're okay, again, let's take this One step at a time. And
it's exciting, though.
It is exciting, and it's the fun thing. Yes. And it'll be in the good news. There's something we can put in the good news. Okay. We're moving forward with
landscape designs.
Landscape designs through the garden club.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And again, all of this has to go before
everybody,
the board. But particularly, we need to get costing out on, eventually we'll need to be getting costs on doing this, the whole process. In the meantime, can we get on somebody to, if it isn't our current landscape person,
I'll call him.
Get somebody out here to take a look at the trees. And determine which ones are surviving, which ones aren't. And the other thing we wanted to do was to stake the trees that are surviving, but that they're still new.
I have to call him and see where my quit is. I talked to him about all that. We walked all around and, yeah.
Okay.
And looked at some of the trees, and most of them are alive. But I said, pull out the dead ones, stake the living ones. He said every one of them, which I was surprised, he said every one of them needs to be staked.
Okay.
So
there you go. That was my idea.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they would all, because I thought, you know, he says, no, if you want them to live and survive, then.
And get bigger. Some of them naturally are already bigger, and they're popping out of the top of the white piping. But others are still small, but that doesn't mean they may be dead.
They're slower growers.
Mm-hmm.
Or
they're not going to ever get as big.
The one that was planted 3 years ago died, and so they replanted it this year, which is probably.
That's the last time they're going to do that, by the way.
Yeah, they're done. They're done with us.
So, summary. The Garden Club is looking into designs.
Mm-hmm, landscape designs.
Landscape designs. And then we are probably going to be... From landscape designs, we will move forward and start developing our design and costs.
Yeah, costs.
Okay. Phew.
Perfect.
And that is
8 minutes.
Okay, that is the fun part, by the way. That is the
that's the super fun part.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody can figure out what to do with those hideous pots in the front of our
And that was part of what I asked him for a quote for, too, was to fix the drip system into those and clean them out, and then we would replant them, I said. But get the drip in there so that, and then, you know, if that needs to be maintained weekly, add that on to what I pay weekly, whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So let me
tell you. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take
And,
on.
You know, it's one of those fleeting things. I think, I got to call him as I'm walking in, but then by the time I make it to my desk.
Yeah. It's okay. There's nothing super urgent about this. In terms of urgency, my preference would be to make sure that we are getting CCNR and non-ARC rules highlighted and out to the community so that they can understand and pay attention.
Okay. Perfect.
Are we finished?
We have to have director and staff comments.
Well, that was my comment.
Thank you. And then you have to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you. The Communications and Technology Committee meeting is adjourned at 11:53.
Thank you.
Thank you.